Today's daf is Yevamos daf Kuf Chaf Beis. And we are three lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, the two dots. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refu Shalema for Chayim Elazar ben Rachel Leah, Ovadia ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mechel, Shmuel ben Tehila, Baruch ben Rachel, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Sar Nechama bas Rus Malka, Miriam bas Rivka, Chayim Orim ben Aviva Orli, Mordechai Tzvi ben Malka HaKoyen, Tzipra bas Leah, and Esther Kreindl bas Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned. Le'ilu Nishmas, Tzipora bas Reb Yosef, Leah Gittel bas Yibodl, L'chaim Toivim Reb Shol, and Le'ilu Nishmas Shlomo ben Yibodl L'chaim Toivim Reb Chaim Doiv. So we're up to Be'ezus Hashem, the very, very last daf of Masechtis Yevamos. The topic of the daf is the same as it was for the last little while, and that is the halachos of an isha shaholach baila l'mdina sayam, the halachos of edus isha, the halachos of agunos. So the more specific context of where it is we're holding is the Mishnah said that in the world of kulos of edus isha, perhaps the biggest kula is that even an oved keichavim was believed to say that a man died so that his wife now would be muteres to get married. However, the Mishnah qualified that kula and said that the only time the Oved Keichavim would be believed was im einoy mischaven, if he didn't have kavana to tell us what he told us. However, if he did have kavana, in that instance, he would not be believed. And there was a major machlokes amiram, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, and other amiram as well, as to what the definition of kavana and not kavana is. One mahalach amongst amiram was that as long as David Kechavim doesn't have in mind to be mater this woman, so that she should be able to get married to somebody else, even if his das is to say edus, but as long as it's not specifically to be mater this HSH, the halacha is David Kechavim would be believed. There were other amiram that said no. If he has in mind to be made, that in of itself is going to be a problem. What then do we mean when we say that David Kechavim is believed in Einem Eschavim? It means he had no kavana to say edus at all. Rather, it was what we know in halacha as Masiach Lefitu. If he was saying it casually, it's only then that he's going to be believed. Either way, the first part of today's daf is going to tell us a few stories, anecdotes, Maisa Shahoya Kachoyas, as it relates to an Ovid Kechavim who was made Masiach Lefit Umay, that a person died, and the reaction of the Amiram of the Gedolim as to whether or not we can now be Mater, this Eshes Ish, based on this sort of testimony of the Ovid Kechavim or not. So three lines from the bottom of the Kuf Chafala from the base. Who Ovid Kechavim? There was an Ovid Kechavim. Never come out, Leili Yisrael. He went to a Yid and he told him, K'toil Aspasta, V'shadi L'chevoy. I want you to take Aspasta, that's a Maichu Behemo, rip it out of the ground, feed it to my animal, and here's the punchline, B'Shabbata. Do it on Shabbos. V'iloy, and if not, katil nolach, I'm going to kill you. Kide katil nol the Pliny Bar Yisrael. The same way that I killed Pliny Bar Yisrael. In other words, he told it to him at gunpoint. Now, who was this other Bar Yisrael that he killed? The Amli Lei Bashali Kedir B'Shabbos. I had told him to cook something for me on Shabbos. V'loy Bashali, he didn't cook for me. V'katilte, and I killed him. B'kitzer, what happened? This person threatened a Yid, and he told him that if you don't do what I'm asking you to do, if you're not Mechal Shabbos, I'm going to kill you. Now, what's that halacha? It's easy. Not a lot of suspense. Agav, we'll see it in Ksuvah stuff, Gimel Amud Beis, but we know that halacha, that with the exception of Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayis, Shfichas Damim, if you deem this to be a credible threat, there's no question the Yid has an obligation to be Mechal Shabbos and not put his life at risk. That wasn't the Shaila. We're learning the end of Yevamos. We're learning the sugyas of Agunos. The Shaila was Shoma Devisu, the wife of the man that the guy claimed he had killed, heard about what the guy said. Just so happens, she had been waiting for her husband to show up for a very long time. She hadn't heard from him. And it seems that she just got a real nugget of information because the guy seemed to have confessed to the fact that he killed her husband. So she went to Abaya and she asked Abaya, is this a testimony that I can rely on or not? So the Gemara says, amazingly, the great Abaye didn't know. So Shahisa Tuasa Rigli, what he did was, he waited for three Yamim Tovim to pass. Rashi has two pshatim, why he waited for three Yamim Tovim. The first pshat Rashi says is that during Yontif, all the Tamid HaChamim would gather together. So there was some sort of Yarchi Kalo, all the Tamid HaChamim were there, and he felt that this would be a good time for him to pose the question, to see what do the scholars have to say. Lamaisa, nobody knew. Amalo Rav Adar Bar Ahava. So Rav Adar Bar Ahava went to this woman and told her, Zila Kamed Rav Yosef, go to Rav Yosef. The Charev Sakina, because he's a big London, and if you go to Rabbi Yosef the London, he's going to be able to maybe come up with an idea. So the Gemara says, "Also kamei." So she went to Rabbi Yosef, and Poshat he had a raya mehomas nisan, and his raya was from a Mishnah, or really the right gear says from a brisa. That was selling peiros in the shuk v'amar, and he said peiros halalu shall arlahim. These peiros, they're arla. Arla are peiros that grow the first 3 years on a tree, where the halach is, they're aser b'achila, they're even aser b'hana, shel azikahein. Or he said that they're not arla, but they're shel azika. They come from a certain region in Eretz Yisrael that produced very good peiros. Shel neter revayahein. Or they're from neter avoy. Lo yomar klom. The halach is we don't believe him. Why? Lo yinischavin el lashpiach mikchoi. Because we assume that the only reason he's saying it is lashpiach mikchoi. Rashi says that it seems that the peiros of arla and the peiros of ravoi and the peiros of this region, shel azika, these were better peiros. And we choshe the guy that what he's saying is not really the truth. Rather, he's saying it because he knows that if he says that, that means more people are going to be interested in buying his pears. What do you see from here? That sometimes a guy will say things that are not true simply because he has a vested interest. Now, in this instance, the Oyvei Kechavim that was threatening the Yid had a vested interest to tell him that if you don't do it, I'll kill you, like I killed the other guy, because now it seems pretty serious, and as a result, there's a pretty good chance that the Yid's going to end up doing what he wanted him to do. So said Rabbi Yosef, that from this Maisa Shehoya Kachoy, you see that Oyvei Kechavim is Chashu, he's not Neman. And if that's the case, Rav Yosef told this woman, I'm sorry, but you will not be able to get married based on what it was that this Oyvei Kechavim said. Just two very, very short, interesting orders. Number one, Amala Rav Adar Bar Ahava. Rav Adar Bar Ahava tells this woman, Zila Kamei de Rav Yosef. Go to Rav Yosef, the Charev Sakina, because he's a big London. We know Rav Yosef throughout Shas was known as a Sinai. In this Gemara, it sounds a little bit like Rabbi Yosef is the Iker Harim. The last Gemara Masechtas Brachos, the last Gemara Masechtas Hayris. Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, there was a Shaila, who should become the Rosh Shiva? Rabbi was the Iker Harim. Rabbi Yosef was the Sinai, Sholcho Mitam, and the whole Gemara. But Rabbi Yosef is always a Sinai. Here you have a Gemara where the Amiram said, go to Rabbi Yosef, why? The Charev Sakina. No, I don't know if it's such a kasha. Befrat, what was Rabbi Yosef's truva, Poshet Mehamas Nisan. He actually brought a raya from a brisa, Retfia Sinai, Nishfia Noikaharim. Noikaharim would have said a Chakiru with three tzadim. That's not what he said. What he said was, I have a raya from a brisa, but I saw that the Ramban in his Melchemes Hashem, when he brings this Gemara, he had a different gersa. His gersa was Rava Bereder of Yosef. So according to the Ramban's gersa, obviously the Kashan Feint Nishdan. That's the first aura. The second aura is I saw from Rabbi Reuven Margolis in his Netzoitzayar, so he asks a very nice Shiloh. He asks that the chinuch in his sefer hachinuch, so this is not the minchas chinuch, this is the rishon, this is the chinuch. So by the mitzvah of neter avoy, so he says that we know that peiros that grow the first 3 years, you're not allowed to eat. The fourth year, you could eat it, but it's treated like maaseh sheni, has a certain level of kedusha, and the question is why. So the chinuch says, just read one line. V'aramban zechroi melevracha kosa betam mitzvah zu beperushav. The Ramban explained the mitzvah. Kidei l'chabed Hashem meireshes kol tfuaseinu. The idea of not eating peiros for 3 years, and then when you finally are going to eat it, you treat it with kedusha like maaseh sheni. It's a gather of being mechabed eibishto with the first peiros. V'loi noicha mehem, we're not going to eat from the peiros. Achenavi kol pri shana achas iludim Hashem. Until first, it's kodesh iludim Hashem. Those are the words that the Torah uses when it describes the mitzvah of Ravoi. Says the Ramban, v'hine, ein ha-pri betoich shalosh rohi la'akrivoi. The first 3 years, this would have been inappropriate. Meaning, we wait for the fourth year to do this, to bring this bikurim, so to speak. But we don't do this the first 3 years. Why? L'fisha humur. Number one, a tree doesn't produce so many peiros the first 3 years. Gam she'en noisem bepirioi tam oireach toiv. Not just that, the peiros that grow the first 3 years, they don't have such a good tam, and they don't have such a good reach. Lokach namtin l'kulam. Therefore, we wait until the fourth year, and the fourth year, we do something. V'amitzvah zoyis doimel apikure. We bring the first ones to Yerushalayim, and then afterwards, everyone's allowed to eat whatever they want to eat. But it's Ramban, that the Chinuch quotes, that seems to say that the reason we wait until the fourth year and we're not already bringing Ravoi the first 3 years is because the Peiris are not so good. The first 3 years, you have Shvacha Peiris. It's Mamish Kenegan and Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara is talking about this Ovekechavim, who's Fakoifing his Peiris, and in order to try to get people to jump on his Mekach, so what did he say? Shall Orlehein, Shall Azikehein, Shall Neter Avoyehein. Why these three things? Kedei Lashbiach Peirosov. How does it stem with this Ramban and this Sefer Achinuch, a beautiful aura, Reuven Margolis played Sarachian on this aura. Zokti Gemara Vaita, Abba Yudin ish Tzaydan. Abba Yudin, who was from Tzaydan, Omar, he said, Maisa B'Yisrael, there was a story with Yisrael, Vayvi Kechavim, Shalcha Baderach, they were traveling together. So this is a Yid and an Ovi Kechavim, they're traveling together. But Ovi Kechavim, and another Ovi Kechavim came, but Omar, and he said, Ay, Chaval al Yehudi Shoyi Imi Baderach, Shemes Baderach Ukvartiv. I feel so bad for the Yid that was traveling with me, because I killed him, and not only that, I even buried him. The Hesiyoy Ishta. And based on that, Abba Yudin Ish Tzaydan was matter the wife of this person to get married. Shuv Maisa, there was another story, B'koiler Shal Bnei Yodim. A koiler, Rashi says, is a chabura. So there was a whole chabura of people, Shoyim Halchim Antuchia. They were traveling to Antuchia. Bo, Ibi Kechavim Echa, No, Ibi Kechavim Kein, Bo, Omer, and he said, Chaval al koiler Shal Bnei Yodim, Shemesu Kvartim. He said, woe is to the chabura of people. I killed every single one of them, and I even buried them. The Hisiyu, it's Nishosem. And that was considered an acceptable testimony. Shuv Maisa, there was another story. B'shishim Bnei Yodim, there were 60 Yidin. Shoyim Halchim Le Karkum Beitar. So they were entering the fortified city of Beitar. So this is circa Churban Beitar, and the city had been completely surrounded, and these Yidden, maybe they were going to fight, they're entering the city. And Evkechavim came from Beitar, the Omer, he said, Chaval al Shishim Bnei Yodim, Shoyim Halchim Aderech Beitar, that Chaval on the 60 people that were entering the city of Beitar, Shemesu, they died, Ukvartem, I buried them, and here too, Veisius Nishoyseyem. But the bottom line is, you see that sometimes Evkechavim is believed, sometimes he's not believed. What does it depend on? Is it Masiach the Feitumai or is it not Masiach the Feitumai? Zok the Mishnah Vayitim, Mi'idin la'or haner u'la'or ha'levana. So we're talking about Edim that come and they say that they saw Reuven die. How did you see him? Was it day? Was it night? It was night. So if it was night, how do you know it was him? Oh, there was an or haner. Or there was the or of the levana. And I was able to see him. That's okay. Meaning, the fact that they say they saw him, la'or, whether it's Ayra Ner, Ayra Lavana, that's enough. Umasin al pi baskel. Not just that, you can marry somebody based on a baskel. Now, the Rishonim speak out right away that the baskel over here doesn't mean the baskel as in the baskel, but rather it means a voice that was coming from somewhere, but they couldn't see any person behind the voice. So that too would be sufficient in order for us to be able to allow an Eish Sish to get married. Maisa, there was a story of Echad Shamad al-Reshahar. There was a person who was standing on top of a mountain, Va'amar, and he said, Ish ployni ben ployni mimokam ployni meis. And he's screaming, and he says, let it be known that this person who comes from Mokam ployni, he died. So they went to find this person. They couldn't find anybody. But they felt that it was enough testimony for them to allow his wife to get married. Vishul Maisa, there was another story, B'tzalmoin. So this story took place in the city of Tzalmoin. Be'echad, a person, Sha'amar, who said, Ani ish ployni, ben ish ployni, noshchani nochash. I was bitten by a snake, v'areani meis, and I'm about to die. V'holchu, they went, v'loy hikiru. They couldn't recognize him. V'holchu v'esiyu asishta. And this might be the biggest chiddush of everything that we learned. And that is, a person himself is believed to say, then I died. Now, how is that possible? So the person yelled, I'm dying. He said who he is. They went. He had died already, and they had no way of identifying him, but they were simich on the fact that he himself had said that I'm the person that died. Zok Digmar, Omer Rabbi Bar Shmuel. Rabbi Bar Shmuel said, regarding the second halacha of the Mishnah, Masin al pi basko. Not just that, a maisa shoy kacha yaton, Bishamayim, Bishamay says, Ein Masin al pi basko. You should know, Bishamay holds Ein Masin al pi basko. Basil, Ein Masin al pi basko. It's Basil that holds Masin al pi basko. Read the word, Micah Mashmalon. What's the Chiddush Masisani? It's a Mishnah. What's the Kavana of the Gemara's Kasha? Meaning, Bishleim, if we weren't sure what the halacha was, so then it would be very helpful to know that at Shitas Beis Hillel, Yishuno Bishamai argues, Bishamai, B'mokim Beis Hillel, one of the themes of Masechtas Yevamos, the earlier part anyways, ain't a Mishnah, and as a result, you have nothing to worry about. But L'chura, there's no ambiguity. There's not a lot of suspense in terms of what the halacha is. It's a Stam Mishnah. So if it's a Stam Mishnah, we anyways know that the halacha is like the Mishnah. So why would we have to know that it's Shitas Beisil? So the Gemara says, Hakam Ashmon, I'll tell you why. Rabbi Bar Shmu felt that it was kedai to know that it's Shitas Beisil, the Imish Takhis Stomo, the Imasiyim Beishamayi. He just felt that Lahoitzi Milibon, that if you're ever going to come across, you're going to stumble upon a Brisa somewhere, that's going to say Fakir, that's going to say Ein Masiyin Al Pivasko, and now all of a sudden you're not going to know what to do. Now you're going to have a Steerus, and now you're going to be a little bit stuck. Have the idea that really it's a Machloit Beisham Beisil. The Stam Mishnah follows Beisil. Of course, that's what the halach is. And if you're going to find anything else, it's not something you have to worry about. So we mentioned that the Baskel of the Mishnah is not the Baskel of Baskel fame, but rather it's talking about someone heard a voice and then he went to try to find who the person was and he couldn't find anybody. So here's the question. What happens if a person really heard a Baskel? Let's say a person hears a real Baskel. What would be the halacha? So the Tosfos Yontif, right here on the Mishnah, says that that's Pashit. If a Baskel would come from heaven and would say that Ploini died, the halacha would be ein mashkichim bebasko. He wouldn't. And the Tosyantiv says, because everyone knows that that's the rule, and because that's the rule, it's pashut that's the way it would be. The Rashash, right here on the Gemara, quotes the Tosyantiv, and he says that, I think the Tosyantiv oversimplified the case. Because although it's true, there is a klal in Mashkichim Bebasko, but we know Tosfos, in many places in Shas, we spoke about it in the Raid Bites recently, one of the places that this Tosfos is Mesechtes Yivam, Mestaf Yudalit, in the Sugis of Bishayim Vissel, Tosfos asks a steer. On the one hand, you find a Mashkichim Bebasko, but then again, we know that Bechleikis Bishayim Vissel was resolved through a baskel. So you see sometimes mashkichim the baskel. And Tosfos says it's true, it depends on the situation. But here's the bottom line. Amol mashkichim the baskel, amol in mashkichim the baskel. So the Rashash asks on the Tosfos Yontif, he doesn't understand how the Tosfos Yontif could say, oi, ein mashkichim the baskel. That's an oversimplification. I mean, it's true. There is a line in Shas that says, ein mashkichim the baskel. Up to that Tosfos, that has a stira from a Gemara where it's mavura mashkichim the baskel. And Tosfos says different terutzim. So mehecha tesa, you can't apply Tosfos terutzim to certain situations. And maybe you come up with a koich datero that you'd be able to marry off a woman even based on that paschal. Either way, that's the Tosfos Yontif's chiddush, and that's the ha'ara of the Rashash. So, going back to the story. So, Maisa, there was a story. Be'echad, she'amad al-Roshah, there was a man that was standing on top of a mountain, and he was screaming, Ish ployni ben ployni mimakum ployni meis. Now they went to try to find this person. They couldn't find him. And afal pikein, they were samich on this baskel. They were samich on what this person had said. Freit the Gemara. I understand this halacha. V'dum a shade hava. Maybe he's a shade. Now, we know all the psulim are kasha le'edos, but a shade, l'chayra, is not kasha le'edos. So, Freit the Gemara, maybe it was a shade. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, my rab, shenro le'et musadam. No, they had seen the appearance of a person. He had the form of a human being, so they knew he wasn't a shade. Freit the Gemara, inu nami damu. The Shadim also have sometimes the form of a person, right? The Gemara says that there's in three ways, the Gemara Chagiga, the Shadim are like Bnei Adam, and in three ways, they're like Malachi Asharis, but they have a lot of tchunas of humans, if that's the case. Just because you saw the mus of an Adam doesn't necessarily mean that it wasn't a shade. So the Gemara says, the Chazulei Bevaya, they saw he had a shadow. Fate the Gemara, if Inu Nami Yisul Bevaya, Shneidim have shadows. So the Gemara, the Chazulei Bevaya, Di Bevaya, the shadow had a shadow. So the Gemara, don't know what to do is Bevaya, Di Bevaya. How do you know shadows don't have shadows? I'm Reb Chanin said, I'm Le Yonis and Shida. He said, I have inside information. I heard it from the shade himself. I heard it from Yonis and Shida. He said, Bevaya Yisul. Shadim have Tsuras Adam, they even have shadows. And as a result, I know for sure it wasn't a shade. But the Gemara asks another kasha. Maybe it was a tzara. We know everyone's belief is isha, but you have to read the fine print. The five exceptions, or the six exceptions, or the seven exceptions, but one of the exceptions is a tzara. So maybe this is really a tzara, and she's making believe she's somebody else, so that she wants to set this person up. So the Gemara says, Tana de Rabbi Yishmael, Bish Shas Hasakono Koisvin Vinoisin Afa Pisha Emakim. So they taught in the Yeshiva Rabbi Yishmael that there's an idea that if it's a Shas Hasakono, you're allowed to write a get and you're allowed to give a get, even though you don't know for sure who the person is that's instructing you to write a get. Now the context over there is obviously Allah and Chizkerish, and we're talking about Koisvin Vinoisin Vikasa Vinosan of a Gerisha. But the context is that ordinarily, if somebody tells you, go divorce my wife, you would have to identify the person first. But Bishas Hasakono, we could be Makel. And if somebody said, give a get to my wife, we would listen even without doing the diligence that usually would be the standard for a halacha like this. Okay, what does it have to do with us? So Rashi says that being that the situation over here was that we had a woman that was an aguna, if we would not trust that this person is telling the truth, there would be a sakana for the woman. The fact that she would be an aguna does hate sakana. Rashi doesn't explain why, but that would be considered sakana. And it's for that reason we go away a little bit from the chumras that we usually treat a halacha like this. We're mekel over here, and we're not chayish that this was a tzara. Again, it seems like a little bit of a far-fetched chashash anyways, but at the very least, if there was a person, we know it wasn't a shade because it's bevaya de bevaya. It's nashasa sakana, so we don't assume it was a tzara. And just like we find koisin v'noisin get isha in a shas sakana, so too we would trust this edus of an edechon in a situation where it was a shas ha sakana. Another mishnah. Rabbi Akiva said, "Kshiradti l'narda, when I descended to Naharda, la abirashana, to be ma'abir, the shana matasi nechemya ish beis deli, I met nechemya ish beis deli." And if this sounds familiar, it's because we had this very recently in the beginning of Perikot, Isha Shalim, Amali, and he told me, Shamati, I heard she'im asinas, Isha Beretz Yisrael, api eidachot, el Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. I heard that the only Talmud Chacham that has the places that he's willing to accept the testimony, even of an eidachot, to be matter and ish ish, is Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Is that true? V'na misi loy kein advarim. I told him, yes, that is very much correct. Amalisi told me, Emelahem, tell them Mishmi and my name. Atem Yoidim Shamadin Mishubesh the Geisis. You know that it's very dangerous. And the way the Gemara came out of Maskana, what he was saying was that, I'll tell you the truth, this is so important that I'd love to go to Bezdin myself and let everybody know. But it's very dangerous. I can't do it. You're going to go back. This is the message I'm asking you to return. Kach Mikublani Rabbi Gabriel Azokin. I have a slave from Gabriel Azokin. Shemasin Esa Isha. That we trust in Eidach. So Rabbi Akiva said that when I came to Eretz Yisrael, I presented Rabbi Gamliel with this story. He was very besimcha. And he said, "Wow, I'm so happy that we have a chaver, we have a chavrusa, we have a Canada Messiah to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava." As this conversation was taking place, Niska Rabbi Gamliel remembered Shenergu Harugin Betel Arza, that people had been killed in Tel Arza. And he reinvestigated that situation. Vehesi Rabbi Gamliel nishasein, and Rabbi Gamliel allowed their wives to get married al pi eidechot, based on the testimony of the eidechot. Another halacha. Vehuchziku liyos mesiyin. After this story happened, the chachamim, they enforced the laws of Eidos Isha l'kula very, very much. Number one, they took it upon themselves that we would trust in eidechot. Not only that, eid mi pi eid. Not just that, aid me pi evet. So if someone is saying, I heard from an evet kanani, me pi ish, I heard from an ish, me pi shifka, I heard from a shifka kananis. Rabbi Liez, Rabbi Yeshua, oimrim, ein mesinas isha api edecha. No, you can never marry off an isha api edecha. Rabbi Akiva said, loy al pi isha, v'loy al pi evet, v'loy al pi shifka, v'loy al pi kreivim. So it seems like there was a time in Eretz Yisrael where most of the tzaddikim did not want to allow an Eish HaSish to get married based on an Eidecha. The only one that did was Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, and there was a turning point. There was a Maitz Shaya Kachaya in Naharda. It was an exchange that took place between the great Rabbi Akiva and Nechemya Ish Deli, where he told him that I heard from Rabbi Gamliel Azokin, and that changed the halacha. Now, exactly how it changed it, so the Gemara seems to end off with a little bit of confusion. Meaning, only an Eidecha, what about an Isha, what about an Eved, what about a Shivcha, what about Kroivin, what about Eid Mipi, one of those things. So it ends off a little bit unclear. But one thing is clear, and that is that Rabbi Akiva said, last line of the Mishnah, Lo Yal Pi Isha, Vele Yal Pi Eved, Vele Yal Pi Shivcha, Vele Yal Pi Kroivin. It sounds like we trust an Eidecha, but not an Isha, not an Eved, not a Shivcha, not Kroivin. The Gemara is actually, so Rabbi Akiva, Al Pi Isha, Loi. Is it true Rabbi Akiva holds that you can't allow an Eish HaSish to get married based on the testimony of a woman? The Tanya will learn to the Braisa. Reb Shimon Elazar said, Mishum Rabbi Akiva, in the name of Rabbi Akiva. That's going to be the whole punchline here. We have another Rabbi Akiva who said, Ishan Amenis Levi Gitim Kal B'chaim. A woman is believed to bring a get, Mibedina Sayam, and to say, B'fanai Nechtav, B'fanai Nechtam, and it's based on a Kal B'chaim. Man, Hashem Shamru Chacham, Ne'in Emanis Lehmer, Meiz Baila, Ne'manis Lehevi Gita, Madach, women that are not believed to say Meiz Baila, women that don't have Ne'manus to say that a man's woman died. Now, who are these women? So these are the women that are questionable because we're afraid they might be lying. Still, those women on Emanus Lahavigita, they have an Emanus when it comes to bring a get. Zushin, Emanus, Lemin, Meiz Baila. A woman that's not one of those craven, that is believed to say Meiz Baila, in addition, Emanus Lahavigita. So certainly, she should be believed to be able to bring a get. Now, the Achroinim ask a few obvious pshat kashas in this Kavachom Rabbi Akiva, but that's not our sugi. What we just need is one thing. They see Rabbi Akiva said, Noshim Sha'amru Chachamim Hudole Mehemni. There were specific women that are not believed. Which women? The five, the six, the seven. Oh, but Ishna Ba'almo Mehemna. But ordinarily, a woman would be allowed to say Eidos, the steer Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, in the last line of our Mishnah, said, Loyal Pi Isha, Loyal Pi Eved, Loyal Pi Shivcha, Loyal Pi Kraven. But Loyal Pi Isha. And here we have Rabbi Akiva who said Fakir, that said it's only those women that are not believed. Ordinarily, a woman would be believed. So it's a steer. Does Rabbi Akiva hold that an Isha is believed by Eidos Isha? Or does Rabbi Akiva hold that an Isha is not believed by Eidos Isha? So the Gemara says, Loikasha kan koidim shechziku, kan laacher shechziku. One, Rabbi Akiva was before the Maisa Shehoya Kachoya, when Nechemya Ish Beis Deli. Before the Mishnah says, V'huchsaku, Liyois Masiyim, Eid mi pi, Evin mi pi, Isha mi pi Shevcha. The other Rabbi Akiva is going afterwards. So it's true, Rabbi Akiva used to be of the majority opinion. You don't even trust an Eid Echad, you don't trust an Isha. But after this Maisa, when Nechemya Ish Beis Deli, he came around and he said, an Isha would be believed. It's only certain Nashim that are not believed. Everyone agrees with that. But as it relates to an Isha, for sure, an Isha would be believed. Amrulai. They told Rabbi Akiva. So this is referring back to Rabbi Akiva of the Mishnah, who said, Lay up Isha, Lay up Evev, Lay up Shif, Lay up Krevin, which we now know he was Chayezer from. But they told that Rabbi Akiva. Maisa, there was a story of Bnei Levi with the sons of Levi. This was a group of Levim. They went to Tzayar, Irat Marim, the city of the dates. The Chol Echamehem, one of the Levim became sick. The Heviyu Bepundik. And they allowed him to go rest somewhere in a pundik, meaning he couldn't go along, he wasn't well enough. So he's in the pundik, because the Rasim on the way back, Amru the pundik, he said, he went to the pundik, he said, tell me, Ayi Chavi Reinu, where's our friend? We're missing one of our chevra. She told them, Mace, he died. Ukfartiv. You even missed the Levaya. I buried him already. And they allowed this man's wife to get married. So they told Rabbi Akiva, this is a real story. She was a fry. She was believed. So it's really a kohenes, meaning an isha chashuva, an isha that's not a pundikis. For sure she should be believed. Amar Luhus, Rabbi Akiva told him, bring me a raya from here. If the situation, the circumstances would be similar to what went on with the pundikis, I would agree she would be believed. The pundikis was a very unique situation, and that's why we trusted the pundikis. Hagam she was an isha, and hagam she was a pundikis. We're still not sure what's so terrible about being a pundikis. The Gemara is going to ask that question. But if the situation is different, even a kaihenes, even an isha chashuv, even an isha ba'almo, would not be believed. Okay, what was so unique about the pundikis? What happened was, Hapundikis, Haitzia Lehem Makoloi, she brought out his shtekin, Fitar Miloi, and his attache case, Sefer Torah, Shaybiyadai. This Yid was even traveling with a Sefer Torah. So, because she had all these things, so there was a Raglaim Ladover that she was telling was the truth. Says the Gemara, my grace of the Pundikis. It sounded like from the Mishnah, there's something about the Pundikis. Madach the Pundikis. So, certainly everyone else, right? In the world of different people that were sometimes looked upon disparagingly by Chazal, you never hear the pundikis. Sefrei the Gemara, vasa the pundikis geton, am Rav Kahana, nothing. Pundikis avedis kechavim ma'isa. She was an avedis kechavim, umasich lefitum ma'isa. And what she said was masich lefitum. That was the kal v'chaymer. Madach a pundikis, who was an avedis kechavim, kal v'chaymer yet. What was the masich lefitum? Zeh makoloi, v'zeh tamiloi, v'zeh keveh shekivartev boi. Meaning, it was more masich lefitum. She didn't say, you should know your friend died. She said, oh, by the way, I have something for you. I have a stick, I have a And you should know, in case you're worried, your friend is buried in the backyard. The reason it was a kavachomer, what's the grace of the pundikis? It's the fact that she was an avedas kechavim. If she's avedas kechavim, why was she even believed? It's because it was masiach lefitumai. Says the Gemara that from the way the Mishnah presented the story, it doesn't sound like it was masiach lefitumai. Sounds like there was a question and she answered. So the Gemara explains a little bit better. Kivan de chazesisnu bachio. What happened was they came back and they saw she was crying. Amrullah, so they asked her, they started getting suspicious. He wasn't well. And now all of a sudden, this prius, Amrullah, she told him, Mace, he died. And you should know that I buried him. There was a story about there was a person that entered Reb Tarfin's court, and he was going to be made about a certain man that died, so that his wife would be able to get married. So Reb Tarfin started questioning him. He said, "Bini, how do you know that this man died?" Amar, he said, "Me and this woman's husband were traveling together. And all of a sudden, a group of people started chasing us." They were coming after us. They wanted to kill us. V'nitla b'yichos shel zayis. This person, he was a gibor. He hung on to a yichos shel zayis, a olive branch, ufashchoy, cracked it off, v'hichzer es hagayis l'achoyev. And he started chasing the guys, and he was able to get them to literally retreat all the way back. Amarti lois, I looked at him and I said, Aryeh! Leib, lion, yashik echacha, shkayach, for what you did. I don't know if I could have done that myself. I'm Alix, so he told me, minay nata yedesh, Aryeh shmi. He said, it's so funny. You knew my name is Aryeh? He said, they were traveling together. They didn't even exchange simple pleasantries, it seems. And here he saves his life. And he says, Aryeh, had you even know? You should know. You know, in my city, this is the way I'm known. Yoichanan, Reb Yoinesen, Aryeh, the Mekar, the Mekfar Shichayah. That's all. The Yomim, short while later, Chala, this person, Aryeh, got sick, umes, and he died. The hasty Reb Tarfin is Ishtai. And Reb Tarfin allowed his wife to get meeting. This person came and he said, I know that Pliny died. How do you know Pliny died? It was, I knew his name because I had this exchange. I had called him Aryeh. And he said, look at that. You knew my name is Aryeh. And he gave me his whole identification. He literally laid it all out. Later he died. So I know exactly who the person that died is. Rav Tarfin said, maskim, it's a great edus. And he allowed his wife to get married. So the Gemara said, Rav Tarfin, my boy, drich of a chakira. Meaning, it sounds like this was the whole story. This was the beginning, the middle, and the end of the story. As if to say that Rav Tarfin didn't farsht anymore. He didn't do any drishness. He didn't do any chakiras. Could that be about Tanya Renuntina, Brysa? And this is interesting because the Gemara now is going to tell another story that's almost the identical story to the previous story. How this story happened twice is interesting, but almost the exact same mice. And here there's a little bit of a different spin. Mice, there was a story about the Mechach of Rav Tarfin. A person came to Rav Tarfin. Hey, they will see you again to testify that a man died. I'm a lawyer. So he told him, Bini, my son, how do you know that this person died? I'm a lawyer. He told him, Aniva, who are you? We were traveling together, and all of a sudden, some troops, they were following after us. V'nitlo b'yichor te'ena. That's the only difference in the story, by the way. So he grabbed on, instead of to a yichur shal zesim, it was a yichur shal ta'in of figs. Ufashchai, cracked it, v'ichzer, it's a guy's lachar, and he was able to chase the guys all the way back. Martin, I told me, Ashok Echacha, Aryeh, thank you, Aryeh, Amali, Yofak Yvantel Ishmi. How do you know that was my name? Shekach Kar Noise Be'iri, Yoichanam Ben Yoinesin, Aryeh, the Mekfar Shichai, Liyamim Cholo Meis. And as a result, that's how I know this person died. Again, it's the same story. I mean, it's not the same story, but it's a very similar story where someone's being made in front of Reb Tarfin with this Maisa. Okay, but the Maisa here doesn't end. The first story was short. The beginning, the middle, and the end was just the Eidos. Reb Tarfin said, maskim, done. Here, Reb Tarfin did drishas v'chakiris. And that's the point of the Gemara. Amar loy, so he told him, loy kach amartli, remind me, didn't you just say that he told you that his name was Yoichanan Ben Yoinesan de Mikfar Shichaya Aryeh, that the city that he came from was Kfar Shichaya Aryeh? That's not what he told him. He told him his name was Yoichanan Aryeh, or Yoichanan Ben Yoinesan Aryeh, who came from a city called Kfar Shichaya. The Aryeh was the name, it wasn't part of the name of the city. Amalei said, loy, that's not what I told you. I told you Yoichanan Ben Yoinesan Aryeh de Mikfar Shichaya. V'dikted v'ol shnayim v'shloshu pavim. So a few times he kept on chazering this again. V'kivin es dvarav. And everything checked out. He's Reb Tarfin and Sishen. Only then he allowed his wife to get married. So what's the kasha? The kasha is in the first story. Reb Tarfin just accepted the testimony at face value. And in the second story, it sounds like he did drishas v'chakiris. So do we do drishas v'chakiris when it comes to Eidos Isha? Or do we not do drishas v'chakiris when it comes to Eidos Isha? And for the Gemara, Tanoi, really, it's a machloikis time. The Tanya Benoim to the Baisa, Ain't Boidkin Eidos Isha v'chakiris v'chakiris of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says no drishas v'chakiris. Rav Tarfin said Boidkin. Yeah, drishas v'chakiris. V'kam mifl gibed Rav Chanina. And really, the core of this machloikis is based on Rav Chanina. Om Rav Chanina, Rav Chanina said, Tvar Toira Echad Dini Mamas V'Echad Dini Nefashah B'drishas V'chakiris. Midai Raisa Dini Mamas and Dini Nefashah should require drishas v'chakiris. The pasuk says mishpat echod yelochem that dinei mamonis and dinei nefash is a mishpat echmat hamamru dinei mamonis and shrichim drish v'chakiru. So why did Chazal say that dinei mamonis do not require drish v'chakiru? Throughout Shas, dinei nefash is required drish v'chakiru, but dinei mamonis do not require drish v'chakiru. So why did Chazal say that? If midei raisin you need it, then why is the halacha not that way? Shloitino delus bifnei lovin, because we're afraid that if somebody lends somebody money and he's going to want to collect and he's going to bring eidim into court, these eidim are going to have to go through drishes the chakiris, depositions, and things, he's not going to want to lend people money. So, Shloitino Delus Bifnei Lovin, Chazal said that it's okay, it's not a problem. What do you see from here? You see that Dine Nefashis requires Yishuv HaKira. But Dine Mominis Reb Chanina said that even though Midai Reis requires Yishuv HaKira, Shloitino Delus Bifnei Lovin, Chazal took it away. Says the Gemara, okay, that's this machloikis over here. The machloikis will be given Rav Tarfon. Whether a decision requires Jewish Bechagir or not is this machloikis. Uba Maikom, if the Gemara reads it always. Marsav, Akiva, they could ksuba lemishkol, kintine mominos, dummy. Rabbi Akiva held that being that there's a ksuba component to Eidos Isha, so we treat it like Dine Mominus. And by Dine Mominus, there's no Drish V'chakiru, so therefore, Ein Boit Gine Dei Nacham with Drish V'chakiru. Masova, Reb Tarfon held, Kimin the Kosharid and Eishas Ishla Almo. That means that we're Mater Eishas Ishla Almo with Eidos Isha, Kedine Nefashis Dami. It's for that reason we have to treat it like Dine Nefashis. If this Gemara sounds familiar, it's because we spoke about it in the Raid by titled Be'inyan Heteragunas Gimel, Part 3. Because we said that the Gedolei Achroinim, the Beis Yitzchak, and the Marcheshnes, they both said that if it's a Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon, whether we look at Eidos Isha as Dinei Mominus, or we look at it as being Dinei Nefashis, and we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, that means Lahalocha, Eidos Isha will have the coolest of Dinei Mominus. L'may Nafkemina, Tfiyas Ayin the Koil, Yediyah, you don't actually need Re'iyah. But the bottom line is, Zok the Gemara, the last line, Omer Rabbi Lazar, Omer Rabbi Chanina. Talmidei Chachamim marbim shalom ba'olam. You should know Talmidei Chachamim marbim shalom ba'olam. Shenemar, the pasuk says v'chol banayich lemudei Hashem v'rav shalom banayich. And the way Chazal finish in other places, the al tikrei banayich elaboynayich. But the bottom line is Talmidei Chachamim marbim shalom ba'olam. And on that note, Hadron Alach Ha'isha Basra v'slik Allah v'saches Yevam. So just one ha'ara, because really the Masechta is not really finished until we speak out one reitbite. And that is, we once spoke out, more than once, a story that the Minchas Aluza wrote in the Sefer Divrei Torah. It's a Madura Kama, it's an Oistes. He says, Shamati mi Magide Emes. I heard from people that tell the truth. Shahoyu Eitzel Agoyin HaKadosh Repershul Mizidachoyv. So Rabbi Heshel Mizidichov, the great Rebbe, he was very, very sick, and he was in Lvov. And there were people that were surrounding him, and they were literally waiting for Yitzias Neshama. All of a sudden, he felt a little bit better, and he turns to the Olam, and he says, I want you to please, in my schus, give money to the Kupa of Rameir Balanes. So they asked him, why at this moment is the thing that you're thinking about the Kupa of Rameir Balanes? So he said a davar nifla. He said, I'm a goyses right now. Roiv goyses in lamisa. And because of that, right now, probability speaking, my situation seems very, very dire. But Rameir was chayesh lamiyuta. And because Rameir was chayesh lamiyuta, I want you to please give tzedakah to the Kupa Rameir Balanes to invoke the sheet of Rameir that was chayesh lamiyuta, because in that schus, maybe I won't be subject to the roiv of roiv goyses and lamisa, and ultimately, I'm going to have a refuah. So the Michzaluza said that I heard from one of my zaydis that was moisef on that. He said that very often a person finds himself in a matzav of sakon, and the reason might be because in Shemayim there was a din v'cheshbin, Barosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and they decided that he was roiv avoynis, and because he was roiv avoynis, so he deserved that this should happen to him. Sometimes it's an Indian of tzaddik v'raloi, yes, asheyev, Hashem yechiach, but sometimes it's because a person is in a matzav of roiv avoynis. So he said the skula for a person like that is to give money to the kupa of Rameir Balanes, and he should say alakad Meir aneini. He should invoke the schus and the shita of Rameir, that Rameir was chayesh lemiyuta. And really, this was a minig, it was a custom that was prevalent in Klal Yisrael. It's true from the Chassam Sofer, where he talks about the chshivas of Kupas Rameir Balanes. And it's yodua that tzaddikim always gave tzedakah to the Kupa Rameir Balanes, and they would say, L'kod Rameir aneini. And here we have a pshat from the Hilgi Rebbes, the Zaydis of the Michas Aluzer, who said that the reason is, it's based on the fact that Rameir was chayesh lemiyuta, and because Rameir was chayesh lemiyuta, so we're invoking the miyut, a person's a god. Rameir says, Roiv Gois Lamisa, but not in Rameir's world. Rameir is Chayesh Lamiyuta. It's the person is Roiv Avoynis, so how's the Ebishter going to look at him? But not in Rameir's world, because in Rameir's world, we're always Chayesh Lamiyuta. So over the years, we were Moisef, that maybe there's an Inyan of saying, Alakad Rameir Aneini, invoking Rameir, because Rameir is the one that says, Ben Kachu, Ben Kach, Kruyim Banu. And therefore, a person finds himself in a matziv where he needs the Rachamim from Atata Fazun. Rameir holds that it doesn't matter who the person is, and it doesn't matter what his matziv is, but at the same time, there's an inyan of benkach u benkach kruyim banim. I was thinking, in our sugya, we have the tremendous kula here in the end of Masechtas Yevamos, that if a person was drowning b'mayim she'ein lem soif, so the halacha is ishta yasura. We're chayish l'miyuta. We assume that maybe this person is alive, and it's a chiddush nifla. It's something that the poskim had to work around very, very diligently to try to ever be matir agunos, because you find this idea that all the rives that in kula Torah kula, those that don't hold like Rav Meir, would suddenly over here have a problem. But Rav Meir in our sugya, Kedarke Bakoidish, throughout Shas, he took it even a step further. Rav Meir held that even if a person's a mayim she'et yesh lahem soif, even if he's in a matziv where it's impossible in the world, meaning Chazal were ready to think the unthinkable, but mayim she'et yesh lahem soif, it's not possible. Al piderech hateva seken nish zayin. Rav Meir said, no, maybe the person was living underwater for 3 days. It's possible. They told him, ey maskir ha'maisenisen. Whatever. But that's Rameya Shita. Rameya Shita is that even in Mayim Sheyesh Lahem Soif, Rameya was willing to go so far to have a little bit of huffening, a little bit of tikva, that maybe it's possible that this person is really still alive. Alukad de Meir Anemi. Rameya was Chayesh Lamiyuta. Rameya is Chayesh for the Miyut of Goysesin that have a Yeshua. Rameya is Chayesh for the Miyut Tzchuyas that a Yid has. Rameya sees a Yid Bechol Matziv Shehu as Benkach Ubenkach Kriyim Bonim. So he should merit the Kurachim of Abon. Rav Meir holds not only Mayim She'ein Lahem Soif, which is a chiddush into itself. Rav Meir said even Mayim She'yesh Lahem Soif. And that's why whenever Yidden needed a Yeshua, so there was a skula, there was an inyan, there was a Messiah amongst the tzaddik and the Magide Emes. And that is, you give money to the pushka of Rav Meir Balanes, and you say, l'kod Meir aneni, to invoke this murder gekoyach of Rav Meir. The Gemara and Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph. Again, this is the very, very, very end of Masechtas Yevamos and the very, very end of the sugya that dealt with Aguna. So the Gemara told a story. A story to explain the sheet of the Chachamim, who ordinarily are not Chayesh Lamiyuta. But when it comes to someone that was drowning with Mayim She'en Lam Saif, the halach is Ishta Yasura. And the story was told by Rabbi Gamliel in the first person. Tanya, Omer Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said, "Pam achas oisi mahalach b'svina. I was once traveling on a boat. For oisi svina achas shenishbara, and I saw there was another boat that had shipwrecked. For oisi mitzdar al tamid chacham shabbat, and I was so bizarre because there was a tamid chacham that was on that boat. Umanoi, who was the tamid chacham? Rabbi Akiva. It was none other than Rabbi Akiva. I was so in pain because I saw Rabbi Akiva drown." He said, when I came to dry land, Rabbi Akiva came to talk to me and learning. I told him, Bani, my son, Mihelcha, how did you make it out alive? He told me the immortal words. He said, Daf Shel Svina Nizda Minli. He said, as I was drowning, all of a sudden, there was a Daf Shel Svina. There was the board of a boat. I grabbed onto it. And every wave that came in my direction, Nanesi Le Roshoi. I bowed to it, and somehow that's how I was able to make it out alive. Gamliel said, at that time I said, you see the power of the words of the Chachamim. They said, Mayim Sheyesh Lam Soif Muteres, Mayim She'ein Lahem Soif Asura. The Chachamim said, Mayim She'ein Lahem Soif Ishtay Asura. And everybody said, what? Kami G'doylem Divrei Chachamim. Because I witnessed with my own eyes a Maisa Shahoya Kachoya, where there was a Yid who was drowning B'mayim She'ein Lahem Soif, and he was able to make it out alive. It's Yodua that the Sfar Maktoshim, Sfar is told over in the names of different tzaddikim, but that asked, that why was Rabbi Gamliel's reaction? Look at the power of the words of the Chachamim. The godless that Rabbi Gamliel saw were the koyach of the words of the Chachamim, or was it the koyach of the wisdom of the Chachamim? The Chachamim said that if someone's drowning in Mayim She'en Lahem Soif, Ishtay Asura, you would have thought they got it wrong. Kamash Malan, that they were right. So you see how wise they are. That they anticipated that it's possible that a Daf Shel Svina will be Nizdamin, and somehow the person's going to be able to make it out alive. But that's not what Rabbi Gamliel say. He didn't say Kama Gedoyla, the Chachma of the Chachamim, but it was Kama Gedoyla, Divrei Chachamim. Is the Chura Tzarech Bir. So the Sfarim HaKadoshim all say, Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, that the Emes is the Chachamim, Mitzad Chachma, didn't necessarily make the right cheshbon. In cheshbon, if someone's drowning b'mayim she'ein lam soif, ishtoy should be muteres. We should assume the person died. because we go Basir Rav in Kala Taira Kula, and there's no reason we shouldn't go Basir Rav here either. But you know what happened? The Chachamim paskin that if someone's drowning, b'mayim shein lem soif, the halach is Ishtay Asura. And when the Chachamim issued that psak of Ishtay Asura, the Metzias changed. And now all of a sudden, what happened was, it's possible for a person to be drowning b'mayim she'en lam soif, and then out of the blue, daf shel svina nizdaminli, and he's going to have a Yeshua. And if that's the case, Rabbi Gamaliel said, ba'isa shoa ma'iti, you know what I realized then? Kame gedoylem divrei chachamim. How powerful, how profound are the words of the chachamim, that the chachamim, with their words, have a koyach to literally dictate the metzias. This is something that they have an ability to do. So I want to share with you a Dover Nifla that I heard from my good friend Morty Winkler. Yes, that Morty Winkler. He said a beautiful, beautiful deher. He said that we all know the Gemara. It's one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas. The Gemara is in Psachim, Chafez, Amadez, and it's in many other places. The Gemara says, Shimon Amsuni, Nechemyo Amsuni, the Amri law, Shimon Amsuni, Hayudarish Kal Asin Shabbatayra. He used to darish in all the Asin Shabbatayra. Kivin Shigil Asin Shemel Kachatira. When he came to the Pasuk, Asin Shemel Kachatira, Pirish. He was Pirish. Why? He used the darshan S to be marba, something that's tuffle to what it is we're discussing. When he came to us, Hashem lekechatira, if we were darshan S, it would mean not only do you have to have yira from the Eibishta, but S Hashem lekechatira. There's something that's tuffle, ki'ilu, and you should have yira to that too. He said, chas v'shalom, I'm stuck. What did he do? Pirish. He was Pirish. Amalei Talmidah, his Talmidah told him, Rabbi, call us, Shabbatayr, Mata Eilem. What's going to be with all your Essen? Amalehem, so he famously told him, Kishem Shashi, Yivalti, Schar, Ladrisha, Kach, Ani, Mekabel, Schala, Laprisha. Just like I got Schar for Darshani when I Darshan, so too I'm going to get Schar for being Pirish when I was Pirish. Says the Gemara, Achabar, Rabbi Akiva, this is the way it was until Rabbi Akiva came. Vidarashan, he Darshan, that's Hashem, like Kachatira, the Rabbis Talmidah, Chachamim. No, we could be Marba something. There is something in the world that could be on some level Tafel, Takadash. And what's that something? That's Talmidei Chachamim. Es Hashem lekechatira l'rabbis Talmidei Chachamim. And we've mentioned many times that the Chidah in this Sfarim asks, what's this Loshen at Shebar Rabbi Akiva? Until Rabbi Akiva came, where'd he come from? And where was he going? At Shebar as Rabbi Akiva. It seems like Rabbi Akiva came from somewhere, and when Rabbi Akiva arrived, it was Nizgala. Es Hashem lekechatira l'rabbis Talmidei Chachamim. So Morty Tainet, that Yeshloi Mar. You know where Rabbi Kiva was coming from? He was coming from this Gemara. He was drowning in Mayim She'en Lam Soif. And then all of a sudden, Daf Shel Sfina was Nizdaminli. And what was Rabbi Gamliel's reaction? Amarti Ba'is Hashai said at that moment, Kame Gedoylim Divrei Chachamim. You see the power of the words of the Chachamim. That the Chachamim could be Kaveh the Metzius, just like the Torah could be Kaveh the Metzius. The Abish that created the world, Bereshus Bara Lekimas Hashemayim Vesaretz, Istakla by Raisa Bara Alma, the Talmidei Chachamim, by virtue of the fact that Oyraisa Vesrova Kuchabrichu Chad, that Dovik to the Shechina, that Dovik to the Torah on such a level, that they have the same Koyach. And the words of the Talmidei Chachamim have the Koyach of the words of the Shechina Alein. If that's the case, we can darshan as Hashem lekechatir l'rabbis Talmidei Chachamim. Where did he come from? At Shabbat Rabbi Akiva, he came from the Daf Shel Svina. That's where he came from. He came from the Yam. And Rabbi Gamliel reacted. Kame gedoyim divrei chachamim. The Chassam Sofer, in his tshuva, with Meir Fox, that fascinating story. Listen to the Loshen of the Chassam Sofer. Oz amarti, I said, Baruch shebachar bohem, ubedivreim shol chazal. V'chol amahar achareim. In this sugya, he says, kol amahar achareim. If you're mahar after the halach of Mayim She'en Lam Soif, it's ke'ilu mahar achar ashchina. V'hein hein advarim. That's what he realized. As Hashem lekechatira is the rabbis Talmidei Chachamim, the shoyne azov shalach sam soifer. Could be. That's the pshat. And this gemara over here, Mesachtes Yevamos, Daf Kuf Chavala. But just to be Messiah. And that is, so the Chachamim said that if someone is seen drowning in Mayim She'en Lam Soif, the halach is going to be Ishtay Asura. And really, it shouldn't be that way. And really, the cheshbon is not a cheshbon. But once they said it, Kama Gedom Divrei Chachamim. That's the way it is. And that's the way it's going to have to be. So the question is, why did they say it? And by the way, realize the chumrah that came about because of the fact that they said it. The Chachamim said, Ishtay Asura. You know, that means there's all these women that are waiting now. They were told that the husband was last seen, B'mayim She'en Lam Soif, and now we have to come up with eitzins and write tshuvas, Rabbi Chachonin's tshuvas, to figure out a way to be matir, all these agunos. L'chayra, it would have been simpler to just stick with the facts, with the mitzvahs, and that is, really, if a person is drowning, B'mayim She'en Lam Soif, he shouldn't make it out alive, and let the halacha be, Ishtay Muteris. But the Sfar Makdoshim were moisif, and they said, because the Chachamim wanted to give a hope, to give some huffening to all these people. Because if talacha would be ma'im she'en lem soif ishtay muteres, that would mean all these people that find themselves in this situation where it doesn't look very good, what's going to be? Rav goes in lemisa, and a person is bleeding out on a battlefield, and a person was last seen drowning b'mayim she'en lem soif. So what's going to be with them? Chazal wanted to be mechazek yidden. They wanted to create a mitzvah where it's possible and it's rational. Even halacha is going to acknowledge with all the mishumeguna kilubei rabbanons ishtay asura. Because nothing that gives more hope to a yid who finds himself in a matzav of sakana when he chaps kama gedolim divrei chachamim, and he realizes that even though Rav Goysen lemisa of a wechayish lemiyuta when it comes to these inyanim, and it was the chizik, that's where this was all about. And a chenami for this aguna, it's not so good. Rabbi Zchochanan will write tshuvas one day, and he'll give zechan eitzah. Oh, but the halacha, the way the mitzias is going to be, is that ma'im shein lamsoif, it's going to be ishta asura. So just to end the mesachta like Yevamos, that the hergish is, I was thinking, the theme of the end of the mesachta was the three perik ha'ishas. Ha'isha rabba, ha'isha shalom, and ha'isha basra. And it talks about Isha Shahalach Bailul Mdina Sayyam. That is the end of Masechtas Yevamos. So there was a Gemara that came to mind. It's in Gemara Masechtas Tainas Tavchav. It's a Gemara in other places. It's a Medrash. One of the most haunting psukim in Tanakh. Eicha Yashva Vadad. Ha'ir Rabasiyam. Ha'isaka Almana. It's the first pasuk in Eicha. Says the Gemara. Amr Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said Lebracha. You should know there's a brach in this pasuk. Because the pasuk says that Yerushalayim, after the Churban, it was Yashva Badad, it was Hoysa Ke Almana. He said, Ke Almana, Abba Veloy Almana Mamish. Only like an Almana, with a Kaf Adimian. Abba Nish Mamish Almana. Elo Ki Isha Shehalach Baila Limdina Sayyam. Chai Yisrael was like a woman whose husband went to Vdina Sayyam. Abba Vedaitar Lachsar Aleh. But the das of the husband is to return. Klal Yisrael in Galus is compared to an Ishna Shaholach Baila Lemdina Sayyam. So maybe we could be Moisef one knech to what the Sfar Makdoshim said. One of the themes of Masechtas Yevamos was the Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershon. We spoke a lot about it. And we mentioned the Vart from the Ostrov Zagayan, who said that why was Rabbeinu Gershon known as Ma'or HaGoylo? So he said a Davar Nifla. He said Rabbeinu Gershon made two primary takanas. One was that midday rice, a person is allowed to divorce his wife Bal Karcha. You can't divorce your wife Bal Karcha. Number two, a person is allowed to marry more than one wife. It's a cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom. You can't marry more than one wife. So the Ostrov Zagayan said, why did Rabbeinu Gershom do that? He said, because he realized, Beruach Kotshoi, that the Golus that the Yidden were in, this is 1,000 years ago, was going to be a long, bitter Golus. And he was worried about the fate of the Yidden. He said, Vosgeit Zayin, what's going to be with Klal Yisrael? How do I know the Yidden aren't going to come to a point where they're going to sin, that the Eibush is going to want to be Megarish? He's going to want to terminate, sever his issues that he has with Klal Yisrael. So he made a takana. He said that it's also for a man to divorce his wife, Bal Karcha. And if that's the halacha in this world, that's the way it has to be in the next world. Which meant that the Eibush would not be able to force a Gerushin upon Klal Yisrael. But he realized that there's still a risk. Because how do I know that the Eibush is not going to decide to take another Ummah? How do I know the Eibush is not going to bring a Tzara into our world? So he made another Takana. He made the Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom. He said, it doesn't work that way. You can't take another way. And that's why Rabbeinu Gershom was known as Ma'or HaGoyla. Maybe on a pneumistic level. Klal Yisrael is an Isha Shehalach Baila LeMedina Sayyam. And we're waiting. Klal Yisrael waits literally by the window every morning. Achakalei B'chol Yom Sheyavai. For Baila to return from Medina Sayyam. If the halacha was that we go basarovs, and if the halacha was that we played the statistics, it wouldn't be very, very good. So what Chazal said was that Isha Shehalach Baila Medina Sayyam, and they found that he was a goysis, and they found out that he's drowning in Mayim Shein Lam Soif, and this situation looks very, very bad. Ishtay Asura. By saying Ishtay Asura, it's Kaveya Mitzios, that it's possible for a person to find a Dafshal Svina, and through the Dafshal Svina, he'll have a Yeshua. It's also possible that for Klal Yisrael, in a Matzav of Golus, as we wait, like that Isha Shehalach Baila Medina Sayyam, V'dayte Lachzer Aleh, we recognize and we realize that all the statistics, and when the situation looks so bleak and it looks so not good, and it feels sometimes like maybe the husband's not coming back, but we realize that Isha Shehalach Baila Medina Sayyam, Ishta Yasura, and we're not soymech on statistics, and we're not soymech on roivs. It's because Kami Gedolim Divrei Chachamim, like Rabbeinu Gershom Oirach Goyla, to create a Metzias, a hope, a Yeshua, a Tikva for Klal Yisrael to be able to have in Meshach HaGolus. When we started the Masechta, so we said over the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the Pasuk says that Mashiach Ben David is going to arrive, he's going to be an Ani, that's going to be Roichev Alachamar. And the Zohar says, Ani is Rosh Tevis Erevin, Nida, and Yevamis. Because in the schos of learning Erevin, Nida, and Yevamis, Pashu Pshat, because they're just simply very, very hard, Mashiach is going to come. We should be Zoicha, like the Isha, Shehalach, Baylul, Medina, Sayam, Vedaita, Lachzer, Aleo, that the Ebishta should come back, he should return, we should be Zoicha to the Ani, V'roicha, V'alach, Amar, and out some Tzveitin, Mal, Hadron, Allah, Mesachtes, Yevamis.